Oh, hi, it's Marcus Stromer here from Pilot Theatre, just saying it's a long time and no boo from me, partly because we've been underground a bit. I've had, just coming up to surface, having had a bout of what I can only describe as the worst swine flu known to man, and it was obviously combined with man flu, which of course, as we know, is very, very deadly. And so I've been lying low a little bit for a couple of weeks, being under the weather. But I've resurfaced now. I just want to give you a bit of an update as to what we're up to at Pilot. It's been a very busy and great time for us. And there's lots going on and lots to tell you. So just a bit of an update. I'm off today to Nottingham Lakeside, where I'm going to meet Katie Posner, who's our associate director. We're opening our current show, The Fever Chart, there, which is by Naomi Wallace. We've had some stunning responses in The Guardian. It's been top of the list for 3 weeks and in Lynn Gardner's blog for 3 weeks. Of a must-see show, and we're really delighted with the project, and the three actors in it have been fantastic. And we're delighted to say that it's going to be opening at Trafalgar Studios next year in London, in the West End. We're running for 4 weeks, kicking off in early March, and before that we're in Exeter, and also going to be going to Northern Ireland as well. So it's been a really great project, and we're really delighted with it. Also today, Mandy Smith, our producer's in London. She's at the ITC annual general meeting. She's there today. And we've also got Sarah Seddon and Rebecca Story, who are down in London for our Platform 11 Plus meeting. Platform 11 Plus is our EU project, and that's with 11 other countries, and they're all meeting together to do to kind of have a sort of a press, PR and marketing day, looking at how we can help to share and disseminate information across the countries, dealing with all the, you know, the different languages and translation requirements that were required to deal with the project. Because, as I say, we're working with people from, you know, from Estonia, from Portugal, from Finland. So we have a variety of, you know, languages, and how we solve that with our web presences is one of the challenges. At the moment, we've got a Ning site, which is platform11plus.ning.com. That's all written. And if you have a look at that, you can see there's about 360 photographs being put on from the various meetings and stuff. But it's a four-year project, and they're going down today to discuss and to meet all the press and PR marketing people from all the organisations from all over Europe, a meeting down in Greenwich today. So that's an exciting day. And I expect an audio boo from Beck and Sarah later on today when they have a chance to chat to some people. Catherine Jukes, who is our project coordinator, is in the office, and we're really heading up Shift Happens 3, our next Shift Happens conference, which is happening next July, the 5th and 6th. We've already got some extraordinary speakers lined up. We're really excited about it. We're going to be going live on a launch pretty soon, but we can, you know, safe to say that we've actually got some extraordinary people coming over from the States, and we're meeting some people next week who are going to be, you know, building this program together. And we're looking forward to being able to launch some exciting news on that very, very shortly. But Catherine's working really hard on that in the office. So we're kind of spread round and about at the moment, which is great for us as an organisation. And we're really, you know, pleased that there's a diversity of work that's happening from Pilot. And we're all beginning to fight on full strength again. As I say, returning from the the depths of the swine, it's great to be looking above the parapet again. And the other thing, we've put a call out for some manga artists to come and help us on our project, which is Romeo and Juliet, which we're doing next autumn. That's already shaping up to be a really long tour of about 4 or 5 months. It's kicking off in York in September in 2010. It's going to be taken up, and we're looking into booking it right the way through into April. We've already sold right the way through the autumn, so it's a really great project. But we're looking at a way of integrating some of the visuals and some designs and some of the manga style into that. And so we're looking at working with some artists at the moment and sort of developing some of those ideas. And we've got a meeting next week about how to move that project forward. But we're certainly very excited about that. The other news is that we're going to be remaking Catcher in the Rye, which we made at Shift Happens 2 last year. And again, Suzanne McLean will be coming up to direct that. And that's going to be in York next May, when we're also putting a festival of new work there. And on a final thing, we just had a confirmation that very fortunately, through the project, I've been asked to direct a show in Buenos Aires in Argentina. So I'll be heading out there in February to direct some new work and a new piece out there in Buenos Aires, which we're hoping to bring back to the UK in May. So a pretty full-on time. And I know this is sort of like, we don't do that kind of season launch thing. We don't have that sort of stuff and brochures. But what we're doing is updating you via these technologies to let you know what we're up to as an organisation. So please feel free to leave us your feedback. Thanks a lot.